This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
61 degrees and mostly cloudy right now in Chapel Hill Carborough. Cloudy later today with rain developing late morning, early afternoon, and continuing all the way through the weekend. Highs today in the lower 70s, remaining relatively chilly through Sunday as well. This is Aaron Keck, not Ron Stutz. I'm filling in for Ron today, as I have been all week. Good to be with you today. We now have the official results of which areas were contaminated following the Family Fair BP gasoline leak earlier this month. The North Carolina Department of Natural Resources says two of the four sites tested positive for traces of gasoline and related substances. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest in this ongoing story.
Danny Smith, regional supervisor for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Water Quality, said his department tested four sites, an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek, Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive, Eastwood Lake, and Booker Creek near Daly Drive.
This was a way to sample the surface water to have an understanding and to demonstrate whether or not we had surface water standard violations from the spill.
They tested for amounts of gasoline and substances found in gasoline, such as ethanol and toluene. Smith said an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive registered levels of toluene that equated to a stream standard violation.
In Eastwood Lake, there was no detection, and in Booker Creek at Daly Road, there was also no detection of toluene or gas that far downstream.
Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation at the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the storm water from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete, which punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime in between 2 and 5 a.m. on August 2nd. The breached compartment held approximately 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. In response to the spill, the Chapel Hill Fire Department worked in conjunction with the Chapel Hill Police Department and Orange County Emergency Services to lay booms, pads, and construct dams, which Smith said prevented the leak from having far-reaching effects.
This spill event, it should be pretty well under control, and there's not meaningful gas or product to remove in the stream. So I would offer that as far as acute issues with respect to the spill, it should be resolved or abated.
Smith said the active recovery process or the cleanup and removal of the gasoline is done. It is his understanding that most of the under-drained dams, pads, and booms have been removed. Thursday, the Department of Natural Resources sent a formal request to the BP station and Bishop Construction to have access to their records and information taken during the time of the leak.
Part of what we want to do is get a response from them formally about how much product was in the tank that was released from the tank and their estimate of what was released to the stream.
Smith said he hopes to have an idea of how much gasoline was leaked from the tank by the end of next week.
And their response will provide us information on making the determination on responsible parties.
Smith said the Department of Natural Resources will then decide if action is to be taken against the BP station and Bishop Construction. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Turning to news from Raleigh, your North Carolina State Senator Ellie Kinnear, Democrat of Orange County, has one point of positive feedback for Governor Pat McCrory after he vetoed the welfare drug testing bill yesterday. But she says the governor didn't get quite everything right.
He did the right thing. Now, as far as the clean stones, is this a problem? We kind of doubt it. He's probably on pretty good grounds that they can fix it later on. I just don't think there are that many fugitive felons who are applying for temporary assistance for needy families or any of these social services.
Governor McCrory vetoed his first bill since being in office yesterday. That would be House Bill 392, which would have required drug screening of those applying for welfare assistance. The executive order he signed along with the veto is entitled Strengthening Fugitive Apprehension and Protecting Public Benefits. In a release, Governor McCrory says he wants to, quoting now, ensure that fugitive felons are not on public assistance rolls. However, Senator Kinnaird says there are other ways to make sure the welfare program is protected.
They always have background checks available, and they're not that hard to come by. What it would do is make it more selective. So I really feel that this is a common sense veto on his part, and it will greatly relieve our departments of social services that are already stretched thin.
Governor McCrory also says he vetoed the drug screening bill because it would have been a burden on taxpayers, and that other states with similar laws showed little positive feedback for fighting drug addiction. The bill did pass the House and Senate in overwhelming fashion. The Senate approved it 42-4, while the House approved it 92-21, with three abstentions. Not the only bill Governor McCrory vetoed yesterday. He actually vetoed the first two bills of his time in office, saying he took a stand yesterday to protect your state's jobs as well with his second veto. This would be on House Bill 786, entitled the Reclaim NC Act. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on that.
The governor says the bill would have allowed businesses to overlook a greater number of employees and whether or not they are legal citizens. He says, quote, every job an illegal immigrant takes is one less job available for a legal North Carolina citizen, end quote. Seasonal workers are currently allowed 90 days of employment without going through the E-Verify process to check their citizenship. The bill Governor McCrory vetoed would have extended the seasonal worker definition to nearly 9 months, which the governor says concerns him because it would open areas other than agriculture to the lack of review of employees. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While the governor vetoed those two bills, he defended another. Governor McCrory saying he's unhappy how Democratic Attorney General Roy Cooper spoke out against an elections overhaul bill that the governor signed into law this week, as Cooper would have to defend it in court on North Carolina's behalf. This would be the voter ID bill. Governor McCrory telling WRAL in an interview yesterday that Cooper gave his political opinion, not his legal opinion, on the measure, which requires, among other things, photo identification to vote and reduces the number of early voting days and ends same-day registration during that period. Cooper wrote the governor a few weeks ago addressing policy objections to the bill and urged him to veto it to avoid litigation in the future. Cooper, for his part, told WRAL that his personal opinions have nothing to do with carrying out his legal obligations, and he also said he's got a duty to tell residents what he thinks about legislation. 8:12 is the time. We've got traffic and weather together coming up after this.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go. AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL Championship Sports coming up in just a few minutes here from Jack Tabb of the Carolina football team, as they are just a couple weeks away from kickoff in their opening game of the 2013 season. High school football getting underway even sooner, just a week away. Very big announcement from WCHL on our upcoming broadcast of those games, so stay tuned to us for that. Time now for traffic and weather together. This one brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating this Saturday and next Saturday in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides. It's at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can find online day and night at southernseason.com. Now with traffic, here once again is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. I almost called you Ron. That's just normal. 15501 southbound, we're seeing a small delay between the Ephesus Church Road, East Franklin split area, down to Estes Drive. But otherwise, things really are moving smoothly this morning. No major problems out there. Might see a little bit of slowdown as the rush hour is really picking up. And otherwise, things are moving smoothly, though. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And remember, today you might see some slowdowns on MLK right around Estes Drive, and that might back up. That's northbound is where we've been seeing most of the problems. Also, Estes Drive right around the library, seeing some delays due to those two areas of construction.
Yeah, I'll be on the watch for that. Rand, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to our weather report. This one brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. Right now, it's not bad out there. 63 degrees in Chapel Hill Carborough, 61 in Hillsboro. Partly to mostly cloudy, depending on where you happen to be in the area right now, but expect clouds to roll in pretty much all day today. We'll have a slight chance of rain late this morning. That will turn into a better chance of rain in the afternoon. By the time we get to the end of the day, it'll be fully cloudy in the area. 50% chance of showers later. Temperatures remaining relatively cool for this time of year, only in the lower 70s today. So if you like the unseasonably cool weather, get out and enjoy it today, especially this morning. We've got that for another couple of days, but it's going to be rainy for much of it. So this morning, probably your best chance to get out and enjoy the cool August weather. Overnight lows tonight will be in the lower 60s, but that chance of rain will pick up. 80% chance of precipitation all night long with cloudy skies. That goes without saying. And that's going to be the story for the weekend as well. Looking pretty wet and rainy and dreary all weekend long. 90% chance of rain on Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Not even going to top 70 tomorrow, and rain all day. Overnight lows in the lower 60s with some fog possible at night. And then more of the same on Sunday, highs in the lower 70s, but cloudy and rainy all day. 70% chance of showers throughout the day on Sunday to end the weekend. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. And then come Monday, we'll get back to normal weather for us this time of the year. It's still going to be cloudy, and we'll still have a 40% chance of rain, but that's going to be mostly in the form of those late afternoon thunder showers instead of steady rain all day. And the temperature will pick up as well, highs in the lower 80s on Monday. And that's going to be the story for Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday as well as we get into the work week. Temperature will be back up into the mid to upper 80s, and we will have a chance of rain every day just in the form of those late afternoon showers that we are so used to seeing. 8:18 is the time. WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
Summer might be winding down, but we're only getting started with our great giveaways on WCHL. August is officially Gift Card Mania Month. Every weekday, I'll be giving away gift cards valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 from great area restaurants, including 411 West, Munn's, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. This is Ron Stutz. You can enter by visiting WCHL's Facebook contest page during the month of August. Good luck, and make sure you enter WCHL's Gift Card Mania.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I can back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. Cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy, and, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it, and wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure it happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you in your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silcope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
All right, time now for WCHL Championship Sports, as promised, presented to you this hour by UNC Healthcare. 13 days is the time for Tar Heel football season to begin. Thursday, August 29th is game day as the Tar Heels head down to South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. We know it's big news when the coach even mentions the possibility of an athlete playing both ways on the football field, offense and defense. It doesn't happen often, but UNC head coach Larry Fedora is not joking around. He says he has the utmost confidence in tight end turned linebacker Jack Tabb. But what does Tabb himself think about the chance of playing both offense and defense on game days this season? Here's what he said this week.
I'm extremely excited about that. It's truly an honor because we only a few players in college football really are allowed or have the ability to do that. So they have faith in me. I'm going to work as hard as I can to prove that I can do what they want me to do.
Tabb admits there is a learning curve to playing at his new post at the linebacker position, but he says he's confident in his abilities to handle his role on the defense.
It's been a little bit difficult. I mean, just because I haven't played defense since senior year of high school, but you know what I'm saying? Coaches, Coach West and Coach Vic have really helped me adjust. I think I'm pretty comfortable at the Mike linebacker position now to where I can at least get the base stuff down.
With all his time spent trying to score the football on the offensive end, Tabb says it is a little strange now lining up against his teammates on the other side this preseason.
Absolutely. You know, they always give me a hard time because I see them every day. But, I mean, it's fun still. It's still fun.
Coach Fedora labels Tabb as one of the brightest players he's ever coached. But Tabb says he's pumped up about some pretty fundamental things this fall in Chapel Hill.
Scoring touchdowns and making some big plays. Making some hits now. I get to play defense now. I get some, hopefully get some sacks, too.
To read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football, you can view our website, chapelboro.com. Again, August 29th, 13 days from now, Tar Heels against South Carolina. Turning to basketball news now, you'll have to wait for the season finale, the last UNC Duke game of the year. But Roy Williams Tar Heels will be featured this year on ESPN's College Game Day, March 8th, for a record 11th time on the basketball pregame show. College Game Day is an 8-week Saturday morning and evening college basketball program. It gets underway on January 18th. The legendary UNC Duke game will be one of the games featured this year. Will not be the only ACC game to make it onto College Game Day. ESPN will also host the Duke Syracuse game on February 1st. ACC, by the way, the only conference to have more than one game make it onto the program this year. Back home in our area, high school football kicks off just a week from today, and we're excited about this. WCHL and Chapelboro.com are bringing you two games each week this year, up from our usual one. For the first time, you'll be able to choose which local team to listen to on Friday night. The season kicks off a week from today as the Carrboro Jaguars, who made it all the way to the 2A state championship game last year, they're traveling up to Hillsboro to battle the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, who make the jump to 3A football this year. You can hear the call on WCHL and our website, chapelboro.com, from Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman. They've got the broadcast there, and exclusively on chapelboro.com, the 3A Chapel Hill Tigers host the 4A Riverside Pirates. Tigers coming off a pretty good year last year, 9-4 finish, and they made it to the second round of the state playoffs. Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin join the broadcast team to bring you that game from Chapel Hill. All the action gets underway next week Friday at 6:30 p.m. with the return of The Grid, hosted by Rand Northam, in which you can hear comments from all of the area's coaches. And then at 7 p.m., choose your own adventure, Carrboro at Cedar Ridge or Riverside at Chapel Hill. For a complete broadcast schedule of this year's games, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Speaking of football news, Carolina Panthers had their second preseason game of the season yesterday. They won their first, but last night it was a losing effort. Michael Vick was nearly flawless up in Philadelphia as he led the Eagles to a touchdown drive and a 14-9 victory over Cam Newton in Carolina. That, again, was last night. 8:24 is the time. Time now to move ahead to
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's about time that Carolina learned how to control the message better. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. UNC is getting ready to hire a new vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. Considering how the university has been killed in the media since 2010, this could be the most important hire in the school's 225-year history. Someone needs to tell someone how to react to bad publicity and control the message. Everyone in those positions at Carolina is trying to do the best he or she can to move out of the malaise that began with that dreadful press conference 3 years ago when Holden Thorpe, Dick Bedore, and Butch Davis sat up there with deer in the headlights. Thorpe and Bedore didn't know what to do because their sacred university had never been in this position before, facing a serious NCAA probe and penalties. As for Davis, we still don't know what he was thinking about what he knew or didn't know. Since then, the media has had a field day with UNC, tearing apart every decision made from keeping Davis to firing Davis to uncovering the AFEM scandal to a report from a former governor that critics have since called a whitewash. Whoever this new communications boss is needs to have serious crisis management experience and then given total autonomy. That means speak with one voice, and anyone who goes maverick with the media faces a pre-stated penalty. The media seemed to pressure Bubba Cunningham and Roy Williams into making a statement about P.J. Hairston after they both said repeatedly that nothing would be said until all the facts were in. Right or wrong strategy, they should have stuck to it. Instead, Cunningham made a non-statement, and old Roy said P.J. made serious mistakes in judgment and will face serious consequences. That was before all the charges were dropped, and Hairston made another stupid mistake by putting the pedal to the metal on I-85. Now what will Williams do? When asked about it at the Wyndham Pro-Am this week, Roy said he was damn tired of talking about it. Meanwhile, Cunningham said at a faculty retreat that Hairston would miss some games this season. Of course, a journalism professor tweeted that out, and now everyone wants to know how many. I'll tell you how many. One. One person delivering one message one time. That's what we need at Carolina, for Christ's sakes. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you meddling journalism professors. 8:27 is the time. Back in 2 minutes with weather.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off. $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
8:29 here at WCHL Studios. Time now for a quick look at your weather report. This one brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Great place. It is 63 degrees out there right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 61 in Hillsboro. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, depending on where you happen to be. No rain yet, but that is going to change. We've got partly sunny skies this morning with a 20% chance of rain. Then clouds are going to roll into the area throughout the rest of the day. 50% chance of rain throughout the afternoon, getting up to an 80% chance of rain by this evening. Highs today will remain relatively chilly, only in the lower 70s for your highs today. If you like the seasonably cool weather, probably a good idea to get out there and enjoy it today. The cool weather is going to linger for the next couple of days, but it's going to be a pretty rainy weekend. So today is probably your best chance to get out there and enjoy it before the rain begins. Rain is going to begin later this morning, early afternoon, continuing all weekend long. 80% chance of rain tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And then a dreary weekend, unfortunately, in store. Rain all day tomorrow with a 90% chance of rain. Temperatures only getting up into the upper 60s. That's our high for the middle of August. Why not? Overnight lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night with that 90% chance of rain continuing. And then Sunday, 70% chance of rain to end the weekend with highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures and weather getting back to normal, though, by the time we get to next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of late afternoon showers and highs getting back up into the 80s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato. The government warns it'll use live bullets against them, but defiant supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi are back in the streets of Cairo for what they promise will be a day of rage.
Friday prayers are over. Demonstrations are already underway here in Cairo and in Alexandria. We haven't heard it ourselves, but there are reports of gunfire here in Cairo.
CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The Muslim Brotherhood have vowed that there will be 28 separate marches in Cairo alone. They'll all be converging on Ramsey Square. It's about a mile from here in Tahrir Square.
Just in, four protesters are reported killed in Ismailia. At least 638 have died during this brutal, bloody week.
The very social fabric of this country is being torn apart.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward has covered Egypt extensively.
This isn't a civil war situation per se yet, but we are looking at a return, Egypt returning to becoming a police state.
CBS News Update. I'm Barry Bagnato.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
63 degrees and 8:32 is the temperature and the time, respectively. Aaron Keck here filling in for Ron Stutz this morning. Good to be with you today, as I have been all this week. Of course, our top story pretty much all summer long has been Moral Mondays. We're turning now to the legal stage of it. Civil rights attorney and member of the North Carolina NAACP's Leadership Council, Al McShirley, says with more than 900 arrestees from Moral Mondays dating back to late April, it's hard to get a feeling for how many of them will accept the Wake County District Attorney's recent offer of deferred prosecution. Here's what he had to say.
We have 35 to 45 pro bono lawyers who have all volunteered their time. I have six clients, and I know what they want to do. Some of them want to have a trial, which I think is proper. I don't think we had any right at all to arrest any of these people. We haven't surveyed, you know, the 35 lawyers to find out how their clients feel about it.
Several options available. McShirley says some people are ready to take the DA's deal.
Some clients are teachers, have to go back to work next week and can't afford to take time off. So the idea of doing 25 hours of community service and paying $180 for court costs may appeal them.
But at the same time, McShirley also says some just don't have the resources to accept it.
Others that are poor people, $180 is what they live on for a week, and spending 25 hours doing something because they were exercising their constitutional rights doesn't make any sense to them.
Even in that case, McShirley says some people are still willing to fight the process out, and he says he truly believes the arrests were made based on race and not on the law.
You could go there any day and see a whole bunch of people sitting and talking loud right outside the legislature all the time. I think what it was this was a black and white group that came over there, and they didn't like us.
And he says the GOP-led General Assembly is just trying to suppress the progressive vote.
For poor people, for working people, for young people, for elderly people, for people who need health care, etc. They want to knock off the people who vote in favor of that large sector of the population. It doesn't take a genius to look at what they've done.
All of the 924 people arrested, minus one, more on that in a second, have to have their first appearance in court before they can accept the deferred prosecution. Moral Monday rallies have not concluded since the legislature broke for the summer. They've just moved. Asheville-based publication Mountain Express estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people packed Asheville's Pack Square Park for Mountain Moral Monday. This Monday, two protests are scheduled 3 days from now. The big one will be in Charlotte. NAACP chapter president Reverend William Barber will speak. Another one will be in the small coastal town of Manteo. Charges have been dropped, meanwhile, against one of those arrested during the Moral Monday protest, a Charlotte Observer reporter who was arrested while covering the protest. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby said yesterday that charges have been dismissed against reporter Tim Funk. Willoughby says they took a look at a video of his arrest, and it showed a journalist doing his job and not someone taking part in the protest. Willoughby said he believes Funk is the first of the people arrested during the weekly Moral Monday protest to have charges dropped. The DA says about a dozen others have been offered drop charges if they perform community service and pay court costs. Funk is 58 years old. He was arrested June 10th while interviewing clergy members protesting the policies of the GOP, lawmakers who control the legislature. Funk faced misdemeanor trespassing and failure to disperse charges. Those, of course, have since been dropped. Moral Monday may have moved away from Raleigh, but there was a rally in downtown Raleigh yesterday. Retired teachers and former Democratic elected officials saying Republican legislative leaders and Governor Pat McCrory are misleading citizens about the state budget's effect on public schools. And so, several groups organized a rally yesterday morning outside the old Capitol building in Raleigh, not far from the governor's office. 100 people were in attendance. They said Governor McCrory and other GOP politicians aren't mentioning the harm the spending plan will do as traditional calendar schools resume in just a couple of weeks. Former U.S. Representative Bob Etheridge, Democrat, says there are real cuts to public education with less money to pay teacher assistants and the creation of a program giving tax dollars to students in low-income families for private school tuition. Republicans beg to differ. They've said the budget actually increased public school spending compared to last year. In other news, the Obama administration is sending four North Carolina organizations more than $3 million to help people sign up for insurance under the new Obamacare health care law. $2 million of that will go to Community Care of North Carolina. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said this yesterday. That public-private agency, which manages hospital and doctor networks, will provide counselors to explain different plans offered through the online health insurance shopping markets. That's coming in October. It's called the Navigator Program, and it's important because the Republican-led General Assembly rejected federal money for outreach. Other grants are going to three other organizations, Randolph Hospital, the Alcohol Drug Council of North Carolina, and Mountain Projects Incorporated. That one's a nonprofit that'll provide Navigator services in the state's seven westernmost rural counties. 8:38 is the time here at WCHL. We've got the commentators, what you're saying on the street, and a page from D.G. Martin's notebook all coming up after this.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week, I listed the way the Republican legislature attacked low and middle income people. I asked, what were they thinking? Today, I want to list the people who are really upset and we are counting on to come out in 2014 elections to tell them what we are thinking. First, there are the educators, the teachers and parents in huge numbers who led the last Moral Monday protest. So, count on those who support education. The Republicans shredded our environmental regulations, so count on those who want to protect our environment. The leadership declined to extend Medicaid benefits to uninsured adults, so count on those who are suffering from lack of proper health care. And count on the hospitals and health care workers who will now have to provide free care to those who won't be getting Medicaid, since the Republicans didn't extend Medicaid. The unemployed who are cut off from their benefits and may end up living with relatives or worse, homeless. So, count on those teetering on the edge. And their relatives who have to take them in. Then there are the women who may have less choice over their reproductive rights. Count on them. And the doctors who can no longer make professional decisions for their patients without big government intruding. Count on them. Small businesses that lost a $50,000 tax deduction and retailers who lost the back-to-school tax holiday, count on them. Cities and counties that had airports and water systems taken away from them and had their voting boundaries redrawn against their will, count on them. Who does that leave in 2014 to vote for Republicans in North Carolina? Well, the Koch brothers and Art Pope with their gazillions of dollars to pour into the election campaigns, and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council that wrote all the bills that caused the harm I've listed. That's who the Republicans can count on to help them in 2014, just as they rewrote the voting districts to guarantee Republicans winning in 2010, and new voting laws that guarantee the Democratic base will be reduced. We can't let them count on their money. We must count on all those hurt to make that change in 2014. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. Crimes always appear in papers and in the news, but what really happens the most? We hit the streets to find out. What do you think is the most common crime?
I'm Cheryl Hill, and I live in Chapel Hill. I haven't seen any crime. I'm guessing it's property damage.
My name's Andy Blanton. I live in Mebane. Probably like petty theft or something like that. Just like nicking stuff. Just like stealing a candy bar or something like that.
I'm Eleanor Rutledge, and I live in Carborough. Probably break-ins.
My name's Erin Thompson. I live in Raleigh. Car break-ins? I don't know, drunk driving?
My name is Alonso Velarde, and I'm a rising senior at Chapel Hill. If I had to think of one, it would maybe be like car theft, maybe. Like people leaving cars unlocked.
What crime happens the most?
My name is Michelle, and I live in Chapel Hill. I would say assault.
Daniel. I'm from Durham. I think it's not really something people are convicted of, but eating terrible food is probably the crime that's committed most often.
Cameron Frick, Cary, North Carolina. Speeding above 15 miles an hour.
Steve in Carborough. Probably breaking and entering.
Julia, I live in Chapel Hill. Form of elite
elitism, snobbishness.
My name is Manuel. I live in Chapel Hill. And I think the most common crime around here is assaults around the area.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com. Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Happy birthday, Virginia Dare. This is North Carolina's most famous missing person, and she just won't go away. One of the main reasons for that is the work of Chatham County's Marjorie Hudson, who's, of course, an award-winning writer and teacher of writing. 10 years after the publication of her widely praised Searching for Virginia Dare, that book is out again. This time, revised to include reports of war travel and research relating to the lost colony. When Hudson moved to North Carolina from the Midwest, she says that she had heard of Virginia Dare, but I really had no idea of the weight and fascination the story would hold for me. Well, most folks who grew up in North Carolina hear about and remember the story of that first child born to English parents in America. Some even remember the date, August 18th, 1587. Happy 426th birthday, Virginia Dare. Well, Virginia Dare and her parents and grandfather were part of that group of colonists on Roanoke Island, you know, sponsored by Sir Walter Raleigh. And Virginia's grandfather, John White, was governor of the small colony. And maybe you've seen the wonderful watercolors of the land and native peoples that still show the world that surrounded little Virginia Dare for the short time she was there. And shortly after Virginia's birth, Governor White returned to England to collect supplies for the colony. Upon his return, 3 years later, all the colonists, including his granddaughter, had disappeared and become what we now call the Lost Colony. Ever since, people have sought to find out what happened to them, hoping to find some happy ending, especially for Virginia, the lost baby girl, the lost child. In searching for Virginia Dare, Hudson collected the facts, the legends, and the speculation about the fate of Virginia and the other colonists. And Hudson became recognized as a kind of go-to person for information about the lost colony. But she says, I knew I wasn't done with this subject. There seems to have been an explosion of new research, and I guess I've been a part of that. I visited Eleanor Dare Stones in Georgia, tracked down Rosebud Faring in Elizabeth City, and I kept up with the developments with the recognition of the Lumbee people. I kept tabs on new archaeological finds and research and the Native American identity movement. I also traveled to Rome and uncovered more about the sculpture of Virginia Dare as Venus and her friendship with Nathaniel Hawthorne there. And Hudson continues, I traveled to London and Oxford and was able to handle John White's amazing paintings and maps and Thomas Harriot's published works. Well, so the revised edition of Searching for Virginia Dare contains a lot of good history, but also some of Hudson's fiction and her very personal description of her journeys reads like a memoir. Well, whatever its genre, Searching for Virginia Dare is a gentle and satisfying read, a must for those who care about North Carolina and its first lost child. This is D.G. Martin.
And time now for traffic and weather together. 8:48 is the time, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Traffic is still normal out there on the roads. It's been a relatively light morning traffic-wise. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, all moving smoothly in all directions through town. I-40 problem-free east and westbound from Hillsborough to Raleigh, and nothing to report up in Durham either. 15501 and the Durham Freeway, both looking good in all directions. Again, traffic construction possible on MLK today, so be on the lookout for that. And ongoing construction on Weaver Dairy kind of goes without saying, so be on the lookout for that throughout the day. If you're seeing anything we are not reporting, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior still. Give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363, or send us a tweet at WCHL. Be sure to be safe when you do. And this weather report is brought to you by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Right now we're looking at partly cloudy skies out there, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 64 degrees in Hillsborough. It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today, clouds gradually rolling into the area throughout the day. 20% chance of rain late this morning, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. That chance of rain will only pick up as we get into the evening and overnight hours as well. So if you want to get out and enjoy the cool weather, now is probably the time to do it. We're going to get rain pretty soon, and that's going to linger all weekend long. Highs today in the lower 70s. Overnight lows tonight in the lower 60s with cloudy skies and an 80% chance of rain all night long. That is a harbinger of things to come. This weekend's weather is going to be wet and dreary and cloudy and gray and chilly as well. 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Highs only getting up into the upper 60s with steady rain all day and cloudy skies. Overnight lows down in the lower 60s tomorrow night with a little bit of fog and a good chance of rain continuing all night long. And same goes for your weather on Sunday. We'll end the weekend with another cool, cloudy, rainy day. 70% chance of rain all day long. Highs a little bit warmer, but not by much, up in the lower 70s. That's going to be the end of the cooling trend. We'll have weather back to normal by the time we get to the beginning of the work week on Monday. We'll have highs back up into the lower 80s with cloudy skies. Still a 40% chance of rain, but that's going to be mostly in the form of late afternoon thunder showers. That's what we're more typically used to seeing on a summer day, and that's going to be the case for the rest of the work week as well. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 30 to 40% chance of late afternoon rain, temperatures picking back up into the mid to upper 80s. 8:51 is the time, and it is that time of the day. If you remember Dr. Wayne Pond's word of the day from about an hour ago, call us now in the newsroom. 919-929-WCHL is the number. That's 929-WCHL. Give us the word. It's a phrase, actually, the spelling and the definition, and you will win a $10 gift card to Cruisers right now.
General Manager Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Art Lebo is today's WCHL hometown hero for all the work he does as a volunteer for RSVP.
I have seen your name on the list of volunteers who put in hundreds of hours. I know that your name is right there at the top of the list. How long have you been volunteering for the RSVP program and specifically the VITA program?
About this will be my 21st year.
My goodness. Art Lebo is a retired business executive. What brought you to Chapel Hill?
Well, my wife and I decided to take early retirement when she was a school teacher, and we had sort of scanned the East Coast, and we saw an ad by
Farrington Village.
Farrington Village.
Yeah.
And so we initially located in Farrington Village and built a place there back 20 years ago.
My goodness. Well, how did you get involved in doing so much volunteer work?
Well, I've always I worked as a financial manager for the company that for about, let's say, now Kraft Foods. And so I've always been interested in finance and stuff like that. And I heard about the VITA program, specifically the RSVP program, specifically VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. So that's how I really got started in the RSVP.
Art Lebo now lives at the Cedars, along with a lot of other very interesting people. The VITA program is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And explain a little bit more about that for the people who might not know.
VITA program specifically is doing tax returns for low to moderate income taxpayers, and it's a program sponsored by the Internal Revenue Service. And we do income tax returns for low to moderate income taxpayers, and we do not charge for our services. It's strictly free for the taxpayers. Every preparer must undergo training each year before they can do tax returns. We have to be certified by the IRS, so we undergo both tax law training, and all our returns are prepared electronically on the computer and filed electronically, both federal and state returns.
How do you feel when you do that all the time? And I ask that question of you because you do it so much.
Yeah, I feel very good because, you know, you're helping somebody, you're contributing to the community. I feel very, very good about it. When you do a return and hopefully you can get somebody a refund from the IRS, it really makes you feel good.
Thank you for all your community service, Art Lebo.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Purple Pros was the word of the day, more of a phrase today. It's overly ornate or flowery writing. I'm a little bit familiar with that, and so is Mike Komovis of Carbro. He called in and got the word, the phrase, the spelling, and the definition, so he is a winner of a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Congratulations to him. Still plenty of chances, one every day, to call in and name the word of the day. We'll have another one tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Monday morning at around 7:50, so tune into the morning news on Monday for another chance to win. 8:55 is the time. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with one final look at your weather report.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
8:57 here at WCHL Studios. We're wrapping things up here on the morning news. Stephanie Miller coming up in just a few minutes. And just a quick programming note for next week. We're really excited about this. High school football kicking off just a week from today on August 23rd. And we are bringing you two games each week this year, as opposed to the usual one. For the first time, you can choose which local team to listen to on Friday nights. The season kicks off with a bang. Carbro, last year's state finalist in the two-way state championship game, traveling up to Hillsboro to take on Cedar Ridge. Cedar Ridge making the jump up to 3A football this year. That's our game of the week here on WCHL. You can hear the call from Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman. Streaming also on our website, chapelboro.com, and exclusively on chapelboro.com, the 3A Chapel Hill Tigers also in action next week Friday, hosting the 4A Riverside Pirates. Tigers coming off a pretty good year of their own, finished 9-4 last season, made it to the second round of the state playoffs. Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin will be in Chapel Hill, joining the broadcast team to bring you that game. All the action begins next Friday at 6:30 with the return of the Grid, hosted by Rand Northam. You can hear comments from all of the area's coaches, and then at 7, you can choose which game you want to listen to, Carborough at Cedar Ridge or Riverside at Chapel Hill. You can get a complete broadcast schedule of this year's games next week and all fall long by viewing this story on our website, chapelborough.com. One final look at your weather report before we send you to CBS and the Stephanie Miller Show. This one brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. 66 degrees now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 64 in Hillsboro. Temperature picking up, but it's not going to pick up much. It's going to be another unseasonably chilly day with highs in the lower 70s. I don't think anyone will complain about that too much, but we are going to get some rain later on this morning and especially in the afternoon, and that's going to stick around for the weekend. We can complain about that. 50% chance of rain later on today. Again, highs in the lower 70s. Overnight lows tonight down in the lower 60s with pretty steady rain, it looks like. 80% chance of rain tonight, and that's going to be the story all weekend long. 90% chance of rain tomorrow to get the weekend started. Going to be cloudy and dreary all day long with highs only in the upper 60s. Break out your windbreakers. Overnight lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night with that chance of rain continuing, 90%. And then more rain on Sunday, 70% chance of rain, highs again in the lower 70s before the temperature picks up as we get into the week.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is.